Continuing our conversation with Farmer Greg, and you were going to talk about ways to manicure the soil. But real quick, there's a couple more observations when you're thinking like nature on your talking points. Let's just rattle those off real quick before we move on to our soil prep.
All right. So water. Pay attention to where your water is coming from. Most people think they have tap water and that's it. But when you really start paying attention to your space, you might find that there's other things. Second used water, which is legal in the state of Arizona, is called gray water. And it is legal to do gray water systems in Arizona. And gray water is any water that goes down any drain of your house except your toilet and your kitchen sink. You can use that in your landscape. So figure out how to get it outdoors.
And there are people and plumbers that specialize in coming to your home and putting in gray water systems for you, like Farmer Greg said, for second reuse of that water.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So that's a second place you can get water besides straight tap water. There's rainwater, and people say this to me all the time, Greg, why on earth would I collect rainwater? Because it's free and here. For every 1,000 square feet of collection space that you have, when we get an inch of rain, we get 600 gallons of water. We had a rain event here at the Urban Farm a few years ago. We got 3 inches of rain in 2 hours. That was 29,000 gallons of water that fell on my property.
In a couple hours.
In a couple of hours, yeah. That's a lot of water. So just pay attention to distributing it where you want it in your landscape so that it waters your landscape. Another place to get free water at is your condensation from your air conditioning unit. People kind of balk at me a little bit. Well, there's not very much, but it's water and it's free and it's dripping right off of your roof. So, you know, you might have well water besides city water. So just pay attention to where your water is coming from.
And it's absolutely clean. Dad uses it to feed the dogs, water the dogs during the summer. And he doesn't ever have to worry about them running out of water because that's when you get the most condensation because that's when your air conditioning is working the hardest. So it perfect sense. And he never has to worry about checking their water. And they've constantly got the, you know, basic, it's cleaner water than is coming out of the tap.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Sounds like stacking functions again.
Oh, that is a permaculture concept. Good on you, Gary D.
I'm learning. I'm learning.
That's awesome. So I'll just define it real quickly since you brought it up. It's a permaculture concept where you have one asset and you use it multiple times. So the condensation water is coming from your air conditioning unit. It cooled your house. At my house, I have an evaporative cooler. So the evaporative cooler water is using to cool the house and there's an overflow on it. And then we use it a second time. Your dad's using it to water the dogs. You know, I use it to water the plants. In the past, I put it into a fish pond first and then into the garden. So that's a triple use of it. So that's what stacking functions is. And then the other thing that we want to look at is outside forces. It could be the neighborhood kids. I had one of them knocking on my door yesterday. Thank you for him asking. He said, can I pick some oranges? They're not quite ready yet, but you know, you got wild animals, you've got domestic animals. So pay attention to those kinds of things when you're, you know, looking at your garden and wanting to place a garden. But then there's soil. And soil is the single most important thing that you can do for the success of your garden is build healthy soil. And healthy soil, if you guys have listened to me preach about this in the past, I've been on here for 3 years and I preach about this every chance I get. And that is there are five components of healthy soil. Dirt is one of them. If all you have in your yard is dirt, good luck growing anything. If you're just digging a hole and sticking a tree in dirt, good luck for that tree. It probably won't make it. So what you want to do is you want to add lots of organic matter. So the five components of healthy soil are dirt, airspace, water, organic matter, and everything that's alive in the soil. So the fix for broken dirt, or the fix for dirt, if that's all you've got, is add lots and lots and lots of organic matter in the form of compost, in the form of planting mix, in the form of cocoa peat, in your pathways. I was over at a friend of mine's house the other day, and he had put, oh my gosh, he's got a size in his, he's got a football, a football field in his backyard. And over the course of the last 5 years, he has put like 12 inches of woody mulch on it. And it's broken down to this absolutely incredible soil. It's like, we would be lucky to have soil like that in our garden. And so by adding organic matter, either for quick results in the form of compost or for long-term results in the form of woody mulch, that is going to help you be more successful in building this, this edible landscape that you want to build.
And if you're just joining the broadcast or you've never heard Farmer Greg before, you know, his vision is to, have Arizona be its own self-sustaining food forest. You know, or if the supply chain, we've been hearing a lot about that, if it broke down, if the grocery stores emptied out, what would you do? Well, if you had your own edible landscape, you just go out back, pick your salad, and go on with your business.
Yeah. I have what is called here an old growth food forest here at the Urban Farm.
And
we'll talk about that after the break.
Old growth food forest.
Old growth food forest.
We'll talk about that right after this.